WTOP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Christians around the world are marking the birth of Christ today, and after what for many was a turbulent year, dignitaries and religious leaders are offering words of consolation and peace. At the Vatican, Pope Francis had a message for people in war-torn regions. Here he is through a translator.
Peace to men and women in the war-torn land of Syria, where far too much blood has been spilled. Above all, in the city of Aleppo, site of the most awful battles in recent weeks.
And in a televised address, Britain's Queen Elizabeth said she knows the world's problems sometimes seem insurmountable.
On our own, we cannot end wars or wipe out injustice. But the cumulative impact of thousands of small acts of goodness can be bigger than we imagine.
Many Russians are in mourning this Christmas Day as 92 people aboard a military plane that went down over the Black Sea are believed dead. The plane was carrying the country's army choir to a performance for troops stationed in Syria. AP correspondent Vladimir Isachenkov reports investigators are looking into every possible cause for the crash, including terrorism.
Earlier in the day, some senior Russian lawmakers just outright rejected any talk about terror attack, saying it was a military plane, closely secured, tightly guarded, so it just was not possible. But Transport Minister Maxim Sokolov said they are looking at every option.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared tomorrow a national day of mourning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is ordering retaliatory steps against countries that supported a UN resolution condemning settlement activities in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. This is AP Radio News. President-elect Donald Trump says he's taking steps to dissolve his charitable foundation. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The president-elect says in a statement that he has directed his counsel to take the necessary steps to carry out the dissolution of the Donald J. Trump Foundation. Trump adds in the statement that the foundation operated at essentially no cost for decades, with 100% of the money going to charity. But the New York State Attorney General's office is investigating whether the foundation has abided by state laws governing nonprofits. Trump says he will pursue philanthropic efforts in other ways. I'm Mike Gracia.
A fake news story has touched off a tense Twitter confrontation between Pakistan and Israel. The fake story claimed Israel's former defense minister threatened a nuclear attack against Pakistan if it sends troops to Syria. In what appeared to be a response, Pakistan's defense minister reminded Israel that Pakistan is a nuclear state, too. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.